Hey guys, I'm Em from the fashion and beauty blog, The Lipstick Fever. When I moved to London over a year ago, I felt like there weren't a ton of obvious resources for women moving abroad or moving cities. My biggest source of strength and growth for my big move was through the inspiring and amazing women from all over the world that I've been meeting. Now, I want to share those conversations with you. We're going to hear from female entrepreneurs, industry experts, and some major female badasses on a global level.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, from The Lipstick Fever. And today I am sitting here with a very special guest who is visiting London. His name is Philip B. So as Hollywood's preeminent hair treatment expert, Philip B. has garnered international praise for his visionary approach to hair, scalp, and body care treatments. His award-winning blends, all based on pure botanicals and essential oils at potent, unheard of in the industry concentrations, have dramatically changed the way that the world perceives luxury care for hair and skin. Mm-hmm. Philip has been endorsed by Vogue, Elle, Glamour, Town and Country, and many more. His products have been used by a number of celebrities, such as Sharon Stone, Madonna, and Paul Newman. Other clients of note are Sandra Bullock, Courtney Love, and Gwyneth Paltrow. No big deal. Philip, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on over to my humble abode. I just moved in a few weeks ago.
I love it here. It's great. I wish everyone could see. It's so London. It's fabulous.
So what brings you over to the UK this trip? Are you doing press? Are you doing, for pleasure?
No, well, a little bit of everything. I'm reconnecting, seeing old friends. We're doing the launch of our new Russian Amber Gold Mask, which is it's such an exciting product.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get into that. So before we get going, I have just a couple little icebreaker questions for you.
Sure.
So first is, what is your favorite destination for a proper holiday, as we call it holiday, but for you vacation?
I have to think about that. I like islands in Greece. And I like the back end of Ibiza. The island's gorgeous on the back end.
So I love it. I love the Greek islands as well.
Yeah, the Greek islands are amazing.
Yeah.
We used to go to Mykonos all the time, but it's gotten too commercialized. I was working in Greece in the late 90s, and I used to go out to the island for the weekends, and that was before there was a Starbucks and a Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah.
That's when you walked up the Matinyanis and you saw shops with homemade shoes from the people and everything, and now it's turned into high designer, high fashion stores all up and down their street. And so we're all going to alternative islands. Also Thailand. Thailand is an amazing, fun place. It's culturally so diverse. And if you're a product maker, you want to be inspired by the vegetation and the lifestyle. So Thailand's fantastic for that.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. Perfect. Second icebreaker question. So we know you live in LA currently, right? Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite LA coffee shop?
Favorite LA coffee shop?
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I would have to say, that's a good one. Intelligentsia.
Yes.
They make the most delicious coffee ever.
Yes, ever. I know that one from the States.
And it's so delicious that every sip you find yourself saying, and I love that.
Yeah.
I like it when I feel that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I make my own products, by the way. I know I've achieved greatness when I'm in my shower going, And when you're purring to yourself like a cat, you know you can turn on the world.
Yeah.
Because you've turned yourself on, and that's a hard thing to do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, I love that. So we'll kind of talk about your background. So you and I share this common theme. We are both from New England, mm-hmm. back in the States, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I love. I never encounter anyone who's from New England here in the UK. Can you tell us a bit more about where you grew up?
Yeah, let's just touch on that because we come from New England, which is a descendant of Old England. So we grew up with all these colloquialisms that we didn't realize we had until you move to Los Angeles and No one's wearing dark shoes after 6 p.m. and they're barbecuing the turkey on Thanksgiving. And you're just like, what? where we grew up, we literally had, it's an extension of England in many ways. And we had more of an old world. You got dressed for dinner. You presented yourself. You didn't walk out in the street in sweats like in Los Angeles. So I think things maybe have changed. But I think growing up in Boston, it's a smart city. It's a college city. So it attracts the intelligentsia. So you strive to be intelligent there. And whereas in a place like Florida or California, nothing wrong with them, believe me, but there's sun belts. And in sun belts, it's about you wear less clothes because it's too hot. So you're more body conscious. Whereas in New England, it's freezing cold. You're more intelligence conscious.
Sure.
And you want to be able to present smart and feel like you can hold your own. So creating product for me is an extension of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so right with Boston being a college town.
Yeah.
They have amazing schools there, but amazing. They also have this historical aspect, obviously, to Boston and this charm.
Oh, it's so amazing. The Freedom Trail, the cemeteries that date back to the 1600s and the 1500s. For America, that's old. I mean, for other parts of the world, that's young.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a young country, really, America. We're like 250 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, in Australia, it's even half our age. And the funny thing is, when you're living in Europe,
that's when it hits you. That's when you realize that. So when did you then officially move to LA from, the Boston area? And then I guess whereabouts in California do you live currently?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
I made the official jump in 1986 or 87 as a young person. And I just wanted, I needed a break from the weather, but also I had this moment in Boston where a client had said to me in the salon when I was blow drying and shampooing, I wasn't cutting, I wasn't coloring, I was very young and new. And the client said, wow, she said, you're so talented, get your ass to LA and do movie star here. Otherwise you will be doing students with coupons for the rest of your life. And I got on the Green Line to go home, which is our trolley. And I sat there in winter cold with the worst storm coming. And I thought, she's right. Students with coupons or movie stars, when you've got talent, you have to be able to move with your talent. So next morning I jumped on an airplane and I called a friend the night before and she said, sure. Come on out, honey. And she's also from, she was from Brockton.
Oh, okay.
And Massachusetts. And she was living out in LA, and so we shared a studio apartment.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
And then I also read and learned from you that you spend a lot of time in Europe, in Munich specifically. So can you share with the audience a little bit more about that? Do you live there part-time? Like, what does that look like?
Part-time.
Okay.
We hub ourselves there. It's a beautiful city. It's a wealthy city, and people are proud of what they have. So for me, being a product maker, someone who's extremely proud about what I make and what it does, it's nice to have an audience that can appreciate me, as opposed to, I can't afford you, so I'm not even going to bother.
Sure.
So,
what is Munich like?
It's safe. It's pretty. It's small. It's villagey, but it's a city. It's cosmopolitan. Everyone's super well traveled. People in Germany love to travel. And so every time you go out, when you're in a crowd, you'll always have interesting input stories, travel tips, just really the oddities and the cool things you'll find.
Yeah.
And, everyone's pretty light and happy and realistic, and they don't glaze over. Be careful if you're in a group and you say, I just bought this shirt. Do you like it? Because if it's not a good shirt, they're going to tell you.
Okay, so they're very
honest people. In America,
they'll
be, it's fabulous. And then in Germany, they'll be like, no, it doesn't look good on you. And you're like, okay.
I weirdly appreciate that.
Yeah, I do, actually. I like the honesty, and it makes
you
laugh.
Do you have a favorite European city? Is it London? Is it Munich? Is it something else?
London's always home to me. And I think it's because growing up in New England, The architecture, the vibe of Boston, it resonates with me here. I know that Boston is a culmination of architects in the 1600s from Belgium and Germany and England and all over Europe. But for me, as an English-speaking person coming here and being able to, it just feels like home. And then yeah. I put the TV on and they're speaking English. And
of course. So, yeah, I can completely relate to that yeah. coming over here as an American. It's it's not the wildest transition. Of mm-mm. course, there's a little bit of a cultural difference. But yeah, you feel, right, like you said, you feel at home.
Yeah, and the really cool thing is you can get everywhere. I mean, in mm-hmm. 40 minutes, you're in Paris on a plane or 2 hours on the train. And yeah. the cultural change is incredible. Or you can go to Spain in an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or you can be 40 minutes to Denmark. I mean, and everything is so enriching because you've got the cultures, the style of dress, the food they eat, like everything is so vastly different than the next. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
It is exciting to have that accessibility. And we kind of have that in America with the different types of Americans, but you know, it's like Southern accent, Northern accent, Northwest accent, California
yeah.
accent,
yeah.
you know, that type of thing. You know, what we eat in California is probably a little bit more varied, though obviously what they eat in the South, which mm-hmm. is more like, you know, fried okra, fried yeah. this, fried that.
It's not as dynamic. I agree with you.
No, but no, cultural dynamics in Europe is so much more exciting yeah, because yeah. they're all so vastly different.
Yeah, 100%.
It's funny, if you go to like Finland versus going to Sweden,
yes.
you would think they're the same, right? Not at all. Like even the language is Asiatic rooted in Finland, whereas in Sweden, it's more Germanic.
Right, right.
So it's like the words, you'll see 20 letter words with all consonants
yeah.
oh and no God. Vowels. And
you're like, it's so true. Yeah, yeah. So we'll kind of get into your career. So mm-hmm. when and where did your career kind of really start for you? Did you always have a love for hair?
Always.
Okay.
Always. And I asked myself for years where it came from. And then I had my aha moment and I realized I'm the youngest of five children. And there's a huge age difference between us because my mom had me late in life. And she used to take me with her to the hair salon. And when you're a 2 and 3 year old in a hair salon, they want to keep you busy. So you usually start off with learning how to sweep the floor and how to sort the rollers, because the rollers all go inside one another and they're color coordinated. So it makes a game out of it. So I started doing that. And then what you don't realize is, you know, a child between 0 and 3 years old, their brain is a sponge. And if you're in a salon environment and you've got 4 or 5 talented seasoned hair professionals and you're just observing, you will go home and inevitably take your sister's dolls and tease that hair out and spray it, and you will start creating and cutting off the hair and bobbing the hair, and you will start doing things because monkey see, monkey do. Mm-hmm. And it's all subconsciously programming into you. And as a child, and as you grow up, you realize you have this natural talent for something. Where did it come from? But it really just came from, because 80% of everything that you learn is through sight.
Yeah.
So it came from watching as a small child.
Wow.
And I used to go every Thursday. My mom, back then it was wash and sets. And it was a once a week wash and set. It mm-hmm. was every Thursday. And I grew up in a salon every Thursday.
Wow. And yeah. so it was just kind of ingrained from you. And yeah, then this interest kind of evolved from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at what point, I guess, when you were in LA working, mm-hmm. when did you decide to launch your own line?
Well, you know, I didn't really think about launching my own line. I was looking for the best of the best in hair care. And when I started, American products were all just like, whatever, soap and water, soap and water, soap and water. And it wasn't anything dynamic or exciting. And we would always look to the French for the amazing in America. And we would always look for the product-wise and the Swiss. You know, you'd always had instant respect for those brands that came from there. But then when you did the research, you'd find out that they're marginally better than what we were producing. But because the accents sound so exciting to us, that everything made it so much more exciting. Darling, darling, you look fantastique. And all this. And it just all just made it that certain something, something that made it that much better for you. Mm-hmm. But the reality was, it really wasn't that much better. Mm-hmm. So I started doing research and interviewing chemists because, you know, as a hairdresser, I do hair for doctors, research chemists, biologists, and the hairdressers tend to attract our water finds its own level, I say. So we always attract our own type. Mm-hmm. So I've always been like a science nerd. Like growing up, I love science class. So I attract scientists and intelligence, like smart mm-hmm. people. Carl Sagan was my client, the astronomer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He was my client up until he passed away. And we just saw his wife, Annie. I've had contact with some of the most brilliant minds of the world. And they really respect what I'm trying to do, because much like there's a difference between clothing, you can go to the a store like H&M,
sure,
or you could go to a Harrods or a Barney's or a Bergdorf Goodman, mm-hmm. and you can find gorgeous couture pieces, one of a kind, maybe five done, where you can put it on and look like a princess and feel like one. And that's the feeling you're not going to get at the Zara.
Right.
Sorry. And that's what I wanted to create out of liquid. And yep. I didn't know if it was possible, because mm-hmm. we grew up in a world of soap and water. And it was everywhere. And my parents and your parents and even yours at home listening to this, we all grew up on soap and water. And we bought things because we liked the way it smelled. It didn't do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make you younger. It didn't make you feel better. It didn't help your itchy, dry scalp. So I started studying how the human body takes care of itself. And what is dandruff? It's a fungal infection in the skin. It's a distant cousin to candida, actually. And I want to help people and clients. When you're a hairdresser, it's a job that you touch people. And how many people touch you? Massage therapist, manicurist, hairdresser. And then after that, husband, child, parents. Very few people touch you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we not only touch you, we actually change how you feel. And people come in and they go, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, I'm so stressed out. I just want to go home and go to sleep after I see you. And then, you know, you do your razzmatazz and you make it great and wonderful and make them feel and look beautiful. And they don't want to go to sleep. They want to go out. They want to go out to dinner with them. I'm going to go find someone and go out tonight.
Yeah.
Call my husband and I'm going to change plans. And it's
yeah.
funny how every person comes to me, like basically at the end of their rope, like
yeah.
they're done and they're done for the day. And then when they leave, they dance out the door, and I get yeah. to see people bounce out the door, and they walk in, they drag themselves in and they mm-hmm. bounce themselves out. And that's what you want to do. That's making people's lives better. That's improving the quality of it all.
Yeah.
So, hairdressing for me was that certain something that I could give people. It was my gift to people, and I could make a living doing it. So it stopped me from becoming that investment banker that
right.
I dreamed of.
Yeah, fair.
And it was an instant. When I was 14, I had this talent for making people feel great and look great. And then what happens is you develop relationships with people that are like family, and you start spending holidays with them. You know, you move to California, you're all alone. They come to our house for Thanksgiving,
yeah.
and then you meet the kids, or
yeah.
eventually they have the kids, and then you do the baby's first haircut. And things happen, you know, and they'll come, and my husband has the worst dandruff and he doesn't know what to do and he's so embarrassed. So you start doing the research and you mm-hmm. bring brands to the salon that are already existing. That's what all of us do as hairdressers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we bring the brands in and we sell it to them in all good faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they come back and you go, how was it? Did it help? And many times they go, no. And at that point you go, maybe I can find something else. And they always say the same thing, people. Don't bother. It's okay. Just do my hair. And then while you're doing their hair, you realize you lost their confidence in you.
Right.
In your recommendation.
Right.
In your authority.
Sure.
To help them. And then it just became all about doing their hair again.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. And it really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
That I would actually have someone that I cared as a friend and really thoughtfully cared for to feel like maybe my recommendation wasn't so great after all, because the company I believed in let me down.
Yeah.
And that's when I started doing research in the 80s.
Right. Okay.
And I realized that we're all growing up on hope in a jar. And whether you're paying $30 or $13, you're buying hope. It smells great. Love the scent. I hope it's going to make my 50-year-old hair look 30, or my 20-year-old difficult hair more easier to manage. Most of the time, there's no game-changing aspect of it.
Yep.
And I sat down with some super smart women in the chemistry field, And I said, how do we build the fountain of youth? How do we build products that actually work? And you know what they said? It's all about money and investment. If you're willing to invest in the raw materials and bring it to an efficacious level, you can change the scalp. You can change the skin. It's all there, Philip. They said, but no one will invest in it because it's so much easier to pay a celebrity and buy advertising, because that's the old model. The old model was buy advertising, buy your packaging, hire the celebrity, then you do the formula.
Right, totally.
For me, it was no advertising, no celebrity endorsement. Mm-hmm. You know what that is? I mean, if you Google Philip B., Nicole Kidman, and Vogue in the same line, you can read Nicole's interview about what she uses, and she uses me. And that's from her words, not mine. So I don't pay for that.
Yeah.
That just happened by default. And that my phone started ringing, and it was like, Nicole's talking about you in Vogue. I was standing in a, to get my passport renewed. Mm-hmm. And I was at the passport office in LA. And when I got there in the morning, there was this enormous line of people. So I got into this enormous line. It was so, and there was this young woman in front of me, and I looked at her, and she was pretty funky. So I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, hairdresser or makeup artist? And she said, makeup artist. And I said, she goes, you? I said, hairdresser. I said, I'm Philip B. I make hair care. And she goes, Courtney Love loves you. And I said, I know Courtney. I said, how do you know Courtney? She said, I do her makeup for years. She has a shrine to you in her bathroom.
Oh my goodness. I said,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
And she said, she literally has a cabinet full. Like, she would go to Neiman Marcus and buy everything. And Michael Jackson used to do that too.
Sure.
And Christmas, Michael Jackson would buy all of the Philip B. products from all the Barney's New York and Beverly Hills stores to send out as gifts. I was the celebrity gift from the celebrities to their friends. The top chefs, I made white truffle shampoo, which was really luxurious and moisturizing and sensual and sexy. And all the top chefs, Wolfgang Puck was giving it out as gifts in Food Arts magazine, Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. I was crossing boundaries and changing the world in ways that no one ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
And I was using food grade raw materials, which is amazing, because at least you knew you weren't going to have a three headed baby from it.
Right, right.
Which is like, sometimes you look at these ingredient decks and you get scared. So I wanted them to feel like home.
Yeah, of course.
Like mom made them.
It's so impressive too. And I love that you mentioned the science behind it. Mm-hmm. And you know, the relationship building, and it's so much more than doing hair, right?
It's like, it's also the human anatomy. It's working in tandem with the body.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, you know, your scalp and your scalp problems. It's like most women, you know what the biggest problem, the complaint that you hear most is they have oily scalp and dry ends. Well, I asked my doctor, she's a woman, my skin doctor in Beverly Hills, and I said to her, Harvard University graduate, I said, Ava, I said, how do I describe sebum to women? And she said, easy, honey, it's the hair's food. And sebum comes out through the scalp. And the reason why they take hair for drug testing is because within that sebum is everything that you ate, drank, smoked, snorted, whatever you did, it's there. As well as hormones like estrogen, thyroid medications, aspirins. It's all secreted through the scalp. Someone said to me, did you ever wonder what holds a powdered aspirin together? And I said, yeah, I did actually wonder. I've looked at powder. Have you ever looked at a powdered aspirin and said, what's holding that powder together? How did they get that little name embossed in it so clearly and so firmly? Oleoresin. And oleoresin mixed with powder, you compress it and it creates that hard powder.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when you ingest that, oleoresin secretes out through the scalp, through the oil glands in the body and in the skin. Mm-hmm. And you have very large follicles and large oil glands in the scalp. So when I was blow drying, I was detecting scents off of people's heads. As you know, when you're blow drying or you're getting your hair blown dry, you'll see a puff of steam come out.
Yes.
The water's evaporating at such a rapid rate. Mm-hmm. Well, in that water is also the residues from the skin. And I could detect thyroid medication, estrogen from HRT, and as well as foods and certain things you could smell off of people's heads. And it was, for me, I was fascinated by that.
Sure.
And I wanted to keep on with that study of understanding how the body works so I could work with it better. And I know like oil treatments, my first thing I ever made was oil treatment because like I said, oily roots and dry ends. Well, what comes out of your scalp is soft wax, sebum. And at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, it's fluid. Think about it. If you took your candle, your favorite candle, mm-hmm. and you popped it in an oven and you put it at 98.6 in 20 minutes, it's liquid. Mm-hmm. What comes out of your scalp is wax. And that's how it imparts in the hair. And hair holds less than 1% sebum per strand naturally. And as your hair grows, it grows 6 inches per year. So when I look at your hair, for instance, I'm seeing 1 year, 2 years. So your ends are like 2.5 years old.
Yep.
And so those ends have been so far from the food supply at the root that as it grows out, they actually become, they diminishes that 1% per strand, a little under, will actually diminish as it gets longer. And then as you color it and burn it with caustic chemicals, ammonium right. peroxide, it's a slow burn. And what happens is it burns away the natural lipid content, which actually shrinks it. It prunes the hair. So you lose diameter. So we found ways of increasing diameter back by using targeted amino acids.
Sure.
And only in the last year and a half have we been able to target amino acids.
Right.
Because before it was more free aminos from like wheat and soy proteins. Mm-hmm. And now we're using pea peptides, which are it's an incredible advancement and breakthrough.
Sure.
It's so exciting. And it all is facilitated by the food industry because of the new meat substitutes. They're all pea-based proteins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was interesting to find the peptides that actually work in conjunction with human fibroblasts to make skin reactivate mm-hmm. and reactivating follicles. I mean, it's yeah. amazing. And then mix that with amino acid concentrates, oleosomes for delivery, and saccharides from apples. And I'm telling you, you have miracle molecules combined together to create the wonder twins of hair care. You know, yeah, like yeah. this incredible type of combinations that sure. you can piggyback on.
Sure. It's crazy the way that you just explain it makes so much sense. But right, your average customer consumer doesn't have that insight. So it's really interesting to hear that. If you could kind of sum up like the ethos behind the Philip Care hair care line.
Philippi.
Mm-hmm. What would you say that is?
Integrity. I wanted to create integral product that you could actually rely on. If you have an itchy, dry scalp, I can help you. My dandruff shampoos can alleviate your flaking for up to 3 days, giving you the power of wearing a black dress again. Something simple.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
I was just in the lab and we were manufacturing the mask. And I had to go to the R&D room, and one of the guys, men actually, which is really funny, and it's mostly women who say this, we were walking from the line back into the R&D, and he said to me, I have to tell you, he goes, your dandruff shampoo, I used it, and I can wear a black jacket now. And I said, that's funny, because women always tell me about that they can feel confident wearing black dresses, but I never had a man tell me, he goes, it's amazing. And people get excited because you helped them. And that's what it's about, is helping people.
Sure. I love that.
So it's hairdressing. Someone once said to me, I wish I could put you in a bottle and take you home. And you know what I said to her? Someday you will. And then I actually did it. I don't know how I did it, but that's how things happen. If you set out to do it, most of the time you won't succeed.
Right.
But if you do it out of passion and just kind of go on the journey with it, yeah. next thing you know, word of mouth will take you there. And now I'm all over the world now.
Yeah. I love that.
It's everywhere.
So when it comes to the beauty world, do you have any advice for someone maybe like looking to launch their own product line?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a really good bit of advice. Wow yourself. Wow yourself. Because if you can wow yourself, you can wow the world. Because people are people and we're all looking to be wowed. Everyone's looking for something exciting, something groundbreaking, something that's really out of your comfort zone, barrier breaking. That's what you're looking for. That's what you need. If you don't generate your own excitement, hey, life's boring.
Yeah.
You create your own excitement.
Yeah.
And if you want to create liquid excitement, one, be prepared to invest because it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. People always say, why is your product so expensive? Well, I'll tell you, you grew up in soap and water. And if you really think that you can go to a store and you can buy an organic shampoo for $16, mm-hmm. well, I'll tell you, 80% of that bottle is water and it comes from the earth. So it's classified as organic. That's really the loopholes that companies use to get around all this nonsense. And a lot of these brands, if you look on the ingredient text, it says at the top of the ingredient text, sometimes it's not even water. It starts off with maybe aqueous extracts of rosemary, chamomile. What they're doing is, aqueous just means water anyway. Sometimes they don't even put aqueous. Sometimes they just start off with rosemary, chamomile, or lavender, or juniper. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're actually putting the extracts into the water, and then technically the water becomes a weak extract, and that way it moves it to all, everything moves from the bottom to the top of the list. And you don't have to have a pure extract. You're not making that claim. I am. Look on my bottles. You can see my claims. I'm claiming pure. I'm putting numbers and percentages that actually mean something, because all essential and carrier oils, some are antiseptic, some are antibacterial, some are both, some are antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything has a dosing threshold level. Mm-hmm. It's not a standard like, oh, just throw it on. You really need to think about these from a responsible standpoint. And growing up in America is so funny, because we have such loose regulations that you can go to a bookstore, and while you're buying a book or a magazine or whatever it was, you would always have these like little essential oil things at the cash register, and you would open them up and smell all the oils and put them on your skin. And what you don't realize is when your pure lavender actually goes right into the bloodstream, because it has a viscosity of water with very small molecules. And if you're pregnant, you can actually hurt an unborn child. So yeah, everything has to be used with really intense responsibility when you're making real. Now, no one ever made real. That's why I did it. I just did it to have fun and to prove a point and to add some excitement to my own life.
Yeah.
Little did I know that Sharon Stone was going to detonate a bomb on me by telling the world how it stopped her breakage immediately. And then Nicole and Sandy Bullock and everyone's so excited about what I was doing. I wasn't the only one excited. I had all these wonderful people around me that were getting excited with the results.
Right, right.
Robert Redford came up to me and said, you took my dandruff away. Thanks so much. I can't, you know. Another actor came up to me and said, my 10-year-old son used to be harassed in school with his bad scalp, and thanks to you, his scalp's normal and he lives a normal life, and he started crying. Yeah. I've had some pretty emotional meetings from helping people, and that's what this is about. So if you start your own business, one, you want to change the world. That's why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. I think you have to have this a certain level of almost disappointment that brings you to that point. For me, it was finding out that we didn't live in an efficacious world of product. We lived in soap and water land, and we all grew up on it. You remember, you won't remember because you're young, but years and years ago, we used to have this commercial, and they would have a pearl dropping to the bottom of the bottle to prove how rich the product was. It was just thickener and water and food coloring, and it was the lowest common denominator. But it was advertising that sold us on its richness. But the reality was, is it was literally the lowest common denominator product available. Yeah. And they just marketed.
Right, right. I love that advice. And you have such, you know, intense energy around it and passion. And like, it obviously comes through. And I think, right, for anyone who's looking to launch their own, it's got to be there.
It's got to be. You know what? To Be Real. Remember that song, To Be Real? Guess what? When I would mix in my kitchen, I would blast that, because you need positive. Yeah. Everything positive reinforcement. You really want to create real. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you're going to put your name on this. You're going to put it out there. Like, if you make a child, don't you want it to be brilliant and make you proud? And this is your opportunity. It may not be your child, but it's your brainstorm.
Yeah.
And it becomes an extension of you. And you want to make people feel happy and maybe give them a result, instead of leaving them in limbo of how am I going to help this problem scalp, or my hair falling, or my hair so dry, it's brittle and breaking. And there's solutions. There really are. And I've developed, necessity is the mother of invention. And I've got 47 products in my range that all came from necessity, whether it was my client saying, I'm pregnant and everything I smell makes me sick. Mm-hmm. So I created a fragrance-free shampoo that was gentle enough for her and her baby.
Sure.
So it's just about creating necessities.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what is a day in the life like for Philip B? Like, how do you balance your thriving business, your salon clients, family life? We have your husband here today, which I love. Mm-hmm. So what does that kind of look like?
It takes a village. You're never going to do it on your own. You have to surround yourself with people, one, you can trust, that are intelligent, that get what you do, that are impassioned by what you've created and want to help you. There's no time for jealousy. There's no time for pettiness. Mm-hmm. It's really about having working like I almost like a socialist mentality in my business because we're all working for the same thing. It has my name on it, but I like everyone to be an owner and a vibe. I want everyone to vibe on it and feel proud of it. And we are, you know, it's like, it's wonderful when the customers call in and someone in the office calls and says, oh my God, a customer just called and they just were going on about how that changed their life, how it made their scalp feel good and took their psoriasis and threw it into remission. I mean, you can do these things. You just have to invest in the raw materials. And chlorophyll, an amazing raw material. We've all known to drink it for health. You can actually use it for bathing. It's in my Santa Fe. It's Santa Fe shampoo and body, hair and body. And it's all in one. And if you've got a sensitive scalp problem, it's an amazing product. And you try it for yourself.
Sure.
It's dynamite. Shea butter base, juniper and sage at 5% activity, by the way, because it's where, really where you want to be in each one. A pinion infused base for skin conditioning and then loaded with chlorophyll for incredibly skin soothing and normalizing.
So love that.
Creating real.
I love that. So we'll kind of get into your product line, your area of expertise, which is obviously hair. So can you tell us a
great hair comes from greater scalp.
Yes. Yes. I love that. And I have a specific question around that, which we'll get to, but can you tell us about your salon clientele? Like how often are they coming in to see you? What are they coming in for?
Well, I used to be very busy and I still am, but now it's more scheduled because, I travel so much and I have clients that will wait for me. And sometimes they'll wait 2 months to see me and I'll see them and I will feel really bad because they look like homeless people. And I will tell them, do not wait for me. So I have people out there that I refer them off to in between when it comes to just normal things of cut and color. I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
But I'm more like your hair doctor. And people come to see me when they have a problem. There was a really great article in Angeleno magazine about me. And this woman read it and she said to her secretary, I need him. And then the secretary called and made the appointment. And I said, what's the problem? She said, she has such a bad scalp. She has a high stress life. Mm-hmm. Her scalp is so bad, she can't sleep at night. I said, oh, I can help her. So, that's how it happens, you know, word of mouth. And hopefully people put the word out, you know, and they...
Yeah, absolutely. So what are a few cult favorites from your hair care line? And also, where can people find them?
Space NK. Around the world, for products, I think my peppermint and avocado shampoo is heavenly. My oil treatment's amazing at evening out porosity. My new mask is a game changer.
Yes, and we what's just trialed that on me really quickly.
Really quickly, but wait till you use it because the best part is the second shampoo. Because when you get into the shower next, you're going to put shampoo in your hand and you're going to work it into your scalp, which is really where you need to work it in because that's where it gets schmutzy.
Yep.
Your hair just collects. It collects residue. Like the old days, you go to a bar, your hair smelled like cigarettes.
Right.
Well, that's telling you your hair is collecting. When you walk down a street and there's a lot of cars there in traffic, guess what? That all those car fumes are on your hair. And that may not be a smell that you can detect as easy as cigarettes, but I can promise you, if you tested the residues on your hair in an urban lifestyle, you would be shocked. I mean, food residue, burn anything burning, wood, trash, anything burning around you, that literally lays on the surface of your hair shaft. Your hair is a giant magnet for all that. It's just like the cigarettes in the bar in the old days. And it is a magnet, but your hair doesn't sweat. It doesn't secrete sebum. The hair, you cut it, it doesn't bleed, it doesn't scream. Your scalp, that's where the sweat glands, oil glands, cell turnover, everything's happening at the scalp. Great hair comes from greater scalp. Proper brushing stimulates cell turnover, clears away passages, removes sebum and dead cells. Now, the funny thing is we go through life and as we age, you know, the human body was only meant to go 40 years. And if you look Google the Google life expectancy 150 years ago was 40. Now, the food chain and modern medicine have brought us to 80 and beyond. What that told me was that you have to reboot at some point. You have to look at your body and say, okay, I wasn't meant to go this far. I think I need to reboot my colon, reboot my scalp, reboot my skin. And that's when you start to like really, you know, it's all about treatment when you're older. When you're younger, you can use the everyday products. You can use the $10 shampoo. Yeah, it's like battery acid on your skin. Who cares? You know, you're plump with collagen. You're resistant to all the damage. You know, your hair is healthier because your follicles have more collagen access. So the follicles are pumping thicker, healthier, plumper, younger hair. Mm-hmm. So everything you do, it doesn't matter. But what happens after 30 is it's a slow downhill deterioration. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start to realize that your DNA is eroding. And you want to start putting back. And so I started wanting to make miracle molecules and combining them to create something and be my own best guinea pig.
Yeah.
So people look at me and they go, you don't look your age. And I go, well, probably one, I have great dermatology, but two, I make great product.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, you can have really good dermatology and dry skin and dry hair. And even if you have thick hair, everyone's like, you have amazing hair. And I go, yes, I do. But if I don't condition it and if I don't treat it right, I have really thick, amazing, dry hair.
Right. There's things you need to do to upkeep, right?
Yeah, here's a dead byproduct of the body. It gets what you give it.
Yeah.
So if you give it awesome, you'll get awesome. If you give it you get
Right.
If you want meh, you get meh.
Yeah. So it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's like clothing. It's like everything. People have a really hard time fathoming the fact that liquid products can be amazing. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You know, you go rug shopping for your house and you'll find the most expensive silk rugs mm-hmm. and you'll find your cheap rugs. And go clothing shopping. You're going to find your cheap clothes and your gorgeous expensive clothes. Feel the quality of the fabrics. Look at the seaming and the stitching. I mean, honestly, there's everything. Cars, clothes, everything, light fixtures, you name it.
Yeah.
I mean, even paint that goes on your wall that's really good quality, that has great coverage and less toxic. And then there's the cheap.
Right.
So it's like everything in the world. So why would you not think that we could elevate liquid product to a luxury that you only dreamed of?
Right. So if, you know, you're, you know, a listener out there and, you know, maybe you haven't been focusing on your scalp enough, obviously you just explained why that is so important. Like mm-hmm. where do they start? Do they like start with a scalp treatment? What,
I always start with a 4-step treatment myself, cause that's the best reboot. It's oil, shampoo, conditioner, and a pH spray. By the way, I want you to know this, your skin's pH, you can go to any cosmetic counter in the world and you can say, what's the pH of my skin? And they'll say 5.5, and here's a toner, and you use this first, you wash, and then you'll scrub, and then you'll tone, or is it scrub, wash, tone, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you'll always finish with a toner from them. And the toner, why do you need a toner? Because after you wash, you see, hair and skin have a pH of 5.5. Tap water's pH is 6.5 to 8.5, sometimes even 9. What happens is the more alkaline it is, the more it enlarges the pores on the skin. So all products are pH'd at 5.5. So when you use a face wash, right, while you're using it, your pores are reducing and your skin is tightening. But then when you take the water from the tap and you wash it off, the pH shoots up and the pores enlarge and the skin sags. Now with the hair, what happens is the cuticle opens. When the cuticle opens, it exposes the cortex, so your color bleeds out. So you lose that precious color you just invested in. Mm-hmm. You also lose the silky soft texture, and your hair tends to tangle. Now, when I was a young boy working in a salon in Copley Square, I was shampooing hair in Boston. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's something we look at each other and we're like,
Copley Square, Copley Boston, Square. Yes.
And I used to shampoo. And what would happen is you'd cleanse the hair, shampoo it, mm-hmm. rinse it. Yeah, the hair was tangled. Mm-hmm. Put conditioner on the hair, work mm-hmm. it through. The hair turned to silk. Comb it through. You'd be like, oh, it feels so good. Rinse, 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 rinse. Towel it dry. Sit her in the chair. Take the towel off. Comb it out. Guess what? Tangled, mm-hmm. Tangled to tears, I call it. Mm-hmm. Where the assistant will literally be in tears trying to comb out that hair, and the client's going, ow, ow, ow. And you're like, what happened? It was so silky a minute ago. I had her in the sink 60 seconds ago. I combed right through. It was like butter. Well, I asked myself, I said, what did that? And my answer to myself was the pH of the tap water is too high and it's popping the cuticle back open, which makes them intertangle into each other and create tangles. And that's what happens. So the conditioner's pH at 5.5 goes on the hair turns to silk, the cuticle slams shut, giving you a glassy, smooth surface. And it feels so good. You feel it. You're like, Then you rinse, 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 and you towel it dry, and then you go to comb it out, and you're like, what the hell just happened? And you don't realize that, you know, life is a journey in science. And if you could embrace that, you can really raise the quality of your life to a stratosphere that you never even knew. And you can age incredibly well.
Yeah, I feel that.
You got to embrace it.
Yeah.
You got to be open and embrace it. And you know, the cool thing is, hey, when I started this, I had to read books and take classes and transcribe microcassettes. You've got Google, everyone. Start to Google. Google the pH of your skin and hair. When you realize that it's acidic, 5.5, and then you start Google the pH of tap water and you realize it's alkaline, what does that mean? It means what I just told you. Looser pores, looser skin, enlarged pores. As you age, you don't want to have large pores. You want to reduce the size of them, because part of aging is also, as your skin loses collagen, it loses its elasticity, and it also your pores enlarge.
Yeah. So. My gosh, you're totally inspiring me just to like get behind the science a little bit more and like understand, right? Like how I'm treating my hair, what I'm doing.
Knowledge is power. Yeah. Knowledge is power. And that's all that, what I advise everyone. And you've got a smartphone in your hand and your answers are all there. And it's okay to go outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
It actually inspires you to create and do wonderful things for you.
Totally. Yeah. So what are some key like fall, winter hair trends that you're seeing? Maybe if someone is feeling like they need like a little like hair change up, they're feeling bored, you know, from either a style, a cut, a color perspective, like anything.
Okay. I find in the winter that long bobs and blunt cuts are always good for a change up. One, that's if you have long hair. Also, color wise, you want to go brighter and lighter.
Brighter and lighter in fall, winter.
Yeah, because you know the season, it gets dark and it gets gloomy, and I think it brightens you up as a person. It's nice to have some bright highlights popped into your hair. And more golden warm tones.
Yeah.
For more golden warm tones for winter, but I really think it's important that you brighten it up and lighten it up. And if you're a brunette, you know, it's just great conditioning treatments. When my mask, women said to me when they started using it, because we have targeted peptides now and amino acids, it's incredible what we can do. Women actually started saying, I saw highlights and lowlights I never knew I had.
Yeah.
And that's exciting, because now you're seeing dimension, things that you have naturally. You have it too, by the way, but you can't see it because the bleaches it takes a little bit of the life out.
Yeah.
So you lose the vibrance because the hair is lined with the cuticle layer and the cuticles are made of stacked transparent plates. They're like diamonds. And when diamonds get dirty, they can't absorb and reflect light. And that's what happens with cuticles of the hair, is as the hair becomes drier, it loses its translucency. And so the light can't pass through to light up the cortex. So you lose the color variations, the variance of colors. And hair, blondes can tend to look flat. Brunettes can tend to look flat. So something like my mask is fantastic for putting vibrance back in. If you're a blonde and you're on the more brassier side, like a lot of brunettes that go blonde tend to have pull more golden. I make something called Icelandic Blonde Shampoo. It's the only shampoo made with fruit concentrate. There's no artificial fragrance at all.
I love that.
There's no lye in it. Usually how those products work is they use lye, which is a very rough, abrasive cleanser. And it beats up the hair, making it more porous. So it accepts the artificial pigment of the shampoo better. So by basically depleting the hair, you can actually stain it easier. So what I found was by using fruit concentrate, one, it smells incredibly nurturing and warm and lovely. It works super well at toning color and removing like brassy gold tones and balancing out blonde. So Icelandic Blonde Shampoo and Conditioner is pretty great. And it's like healthy and nice to use for yourself.
Okay, amazing.
But I think for winter, because I find with winter, the psychology of winter is, dark weather, dark days. Brighten your own life up, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
And if you're not sure about what to do, I always say stop at a wig store on the way home and have some fun. So throw on some different colors.
Yeah.
You might find a new you. You know, I have a girlfriend in London, and winter's really depressed her. And when this whole colored hair trend came through of purples and pinks, she did something super smart. Now, she's in her 30s, and she's a young mom, and she's pretty. And she had this dishwater blonde hair that was kind of drab. And she was throwing some highlights in, and, you know, she felt a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But one day she went to a friend of ours, a mutual friend, and he bleached it and made it hot pink.
Oh, my goodness.
And, well, let me tell you, she walked out of his salon, and she was walking home, and a woman ran up to her and said, "Can I have your autograph?"
Oh, my God.
And she said, "I'm really nobody." And she said, "Honey," she goes, "you're a star."
Oh my God.
Do you know that elevated her, and her hair 6 years later is pink still? And
Oh my God. She
looks, I tell you, when you look at her with regular hair color, she just looks like every other person. But with pink hair, she is a star, and she beams. And you can see it from the core of her DNA, and that's what's so cool about color.
Yeah.
Color can be a vacation for you.
Right.
It can be that winter vacation that can get you out of your rut.
Yeah, totally.
It's like psychology in a bottle.
Yeah.
And so it's great product, too, by the way, because that boosts your self-esteem, just like great clothes hanging on your body can look awesome, too. And it's just, life is to be lived. And if you're not going to live it, what are you here for? Just for another mundane day? Ain't got no time for that. So it's,
Amen to that.
Yeah, amen to that.
I love that.
You got to like live it.
Yeah.
You got to improve the quality of everything. And I just love, and you don't have to spend a fortune to look good. In America, I love to go on Real. Oh my God.
I get the best bargains
on designer things.
Yeah.
Like amazing what you can find. I just got amazing shoes for $53.
Oh.
Amazing. So these are great things that you can go out there and you can find great things for yourself. And great bargains. You don't have to spend a fortune to look great fashion wise.
Yeah.
And but
same goes for your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, with your hair, you know, you tend to have to invest because there's very few companies that are really putting out quality.
Right.
And that's something. Yeah, it's really hard to find. No one's doing what I'm doing. I'm a one off.
Right.
And people always say, "Who are your competitors?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "I really don't have any."
Sure. So as a last question, any upcoming launches or anything exciting you want to share with the audience? Is it your new mask? Like
my new mask is the game changer of game changers, and one use your hair will comb out. You will have no more tangles. Your hair will comb out incredibly easy. Your colors, you're going to see variants of colors. Highlights go higher, lowlights go lower immediately after using it. It's anti-aging, P-peptides, they reactivate follicles, rub it into your scalp. It's about game changing, I think.
I love that. Well, we can't wait to check it out. This was such a fun convo. Thank you so much for coming
on. One more thing I can just throw in quickly.
Yes, of course.
It's also my Russian Amber shampoo is also a wonderful game changer as well because it's an amino acid based product that rebuilds the hair back. Hair is comprised of amino acid chains. You know, all proteins, the building blocks of proteins are amino acids. So hair is keratinized protein. So as it dehydrates and as it breaks down, you can actually rebuild it back.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what I do is I really wanted to create the fountain of youth. I promised my mom I would do it and I did it.
I love it.
So,
and when does the new mask officially launch?
It launched 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So it's available now.
It's available now.
Okay.
Here now. And Space NK.
Okay, perfect.
Has it. And if you look online.
Okay,
and Selfridges, of course, I love Selfridges. Okay. And Selfridges has the mask as well.
It's okay, perfect. Before you go, where can everybody keep up with you and find you and Philip B and all of that jazz?
I'm one of the few people that you can actually access on my Instagram page. It's Philip with one L, PHILIPB on Instagram.
Perfect.
You'll see my logo. If you follow me, you can ask me any questions. I always answer. Sometimes it takes me maybe a day or two to get back to you.
Sure.
But I always answer my clients all around the world. So if they have any perplexing questions, or if you're wondering how to help yourself with disorders of your scalp, of your hair, please reach out to me because I really love talking to people all over the world. And it's so much fun for me to help people solve their problems because I have a lot of answers. I have hands-on experience of 30 years working with people around the world. I'm in 40 something countries now.
Amazing. So hair resource for everyone. Feel free to reach out to Philip B.
I love it.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you everyone for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.